Okay, so Parshas Shemini, I would like to share one, if not two, thoughts, varts, ideas, hopefully something that we could try to grow a little bit with. Vayavoi Moshe v'Aharon. Moshe and Aharon come, it's the inauguration of the Mishkan. Just in literally 60 seconds, I want to point out a vart I said elsewhere. I don't like repeating because you never know what people listen to, but just such a nice thought from David Feinstein, such a simple thought. Vahi b'yom Hashmini, this was the first day. This is the first day the Mishkan was used. Why is it Hashmini? Says Rav David Feinstein, us Yidden, the first day of the season is not day one. We count spring training as part of the real season. It's Yom Hashmini. The Shiva Simei Amiluim, which was the setup of the Mishkan, that's real. The Hachana is critical, and only then could you start. So no, it's not Yom HaRishon. It's indeed Yom HaShmini. But the Parsha continues. That comes Aaron HaKoyen, and guess what? He tried. Says Rashi, Aaron saw that he's trying to bring the Karbanos. V'loi yarda Shechina LiYisrael. The whole Klal Yisrael is waiting. The day we've been waiting for. If you look at the Midrashim, this is really the day that the entire world was waiting for. The world was going to come at some level to its tachlis, to its fruition. How? Because the Shechina is finally going to descend. And Aaron's trying. And guess what? The Shechina is not coming down. Aaron HaKoyen HaYomitztayer, says Rashi. Aaron is upset. He's in pain. V'amar, and he says, Yoideani, it's all me. It's me. I feel bad. Shekas HaKadosh Baruch Hu alai. Hashem's angry at me. Ubishvili lo yarda Shechina liYisrael. Says Aaron, I'm the culprit. I'm the one that's at fault. Amar lei Moshe. He says to Moshe, Moshe achi, kach asiti sisali shenichnasti v'nisbayashti. And then Moshe goes with Aaron. The two of them go together. And eventually the Shechina comes down. Says Rav Yerucham Milvav, it's such an obvious and simple point. Aaron HaKoyen, you're the one the Shechina didn't come down? Really? Do we forget that these are the people that brought the eagle? He's the one, he's the Kohen Gadol. I'm sure there were many people out there. Teva Adam, says Rav Yerucham, is the opposite. What happens when something goes wrong? The first person we look to is the mirror? Never. Never. The last person we look to in the mirror, and even after we look in the mirror, we have 25 answers why it's not my fault. Says Yev Yerucham, the godless of Aaron HaKoyen is that something went wrong. The Shechina didn't come down. It didn't cross his mind for a moment that there was anyone else in Klal Yisrael that did something wrong. Rather, he... It's almost we can envision, we'll play it out with a Rebbe. It's a little bit easier because that's usually the place that you have thousands of people there. The Rebbe's up there, the Gold Bekesha, the big Shtreimel, everything's perfect. Thousands, tens of thousands of Hasidim and something goes wrong. Listen, there's the whole world to blame for this problem. And the Rebbe gets up, it was me. It was you. What did you do wrong? You're the only one in the whole room that did something right. Aaron HaKoyen teaches us the most critical lesson, when something goes wrong, where do we look? Afal pi she'achaitim yaser gedolim yimenu, says Aaron. You know what? Maybe it was me. And he was worried. And he was in pain. Perhaps it was me. And this is an avaida, something that we've mentioned many times. But now we have somewhere to, hang that idea. How many times have we mentioned something goes wrong and the whole world is quick to find the answer? All of a sudden, we're all prophets. The world goes wrong, and everyone is quick to, it's because of this, it's because of that, it's because of this. How about we stop blaming everything on everyone else? How about everyone goes home, shuts the door, sits down, and looks in the mirror and says, what did I do that might have caused this? And if you think about it, the Shechina didn't come down. It wasn't a singular private event. Wasn't Aaron HaKoyen that had an issue in his own household? This was a Klal Yisrael event. This was the whole world event. But Aaron said, you know what? If I did something wrong, It could very well be that the entire Klal Yisrael will suffer because of my personal mistake. So the lesson, says Rav Yerocham, is so obvious, so critical. Stop looking at the guy next to you. Stop. We hear Shmuz. The first thing we think about, that guy, let me send it to him. Hopefully he won't realize why I'm sending him this clip. He'll think, you know, it was a nice idea, but hopefully he'll get the lesson. He'll get the lesson. We should get the lesson. Everything that happens, there's a place in our own personal lives to figure out a way that Hashem is talking to me. What's the biggest proof? Well, why did God make you hear about it? Hashem could have made the whole thing happen and you would never have known about it. Hashem could have made a certain thing happen and it had nothing to do with you. If it had something to do with you, if you heard about it, if you were involved, if you were there, if it was within your world, that means it has something to do with you. So instead of looking for what has to do with him or the other or the whole community at large or the whole city at large, whole Klal Yisrael at large, and we're so quick all of a sudden to start fixing the whole Klal Yisrael when there's a problem. As all the Gedolim said it, I think it was the Chafetz Chaim most famously. First he thought it'll change the world, right? Then he said it'll change his city. And then he said change his family. Then he decided, you know what? Let me at least try to change myself. And that's the avoid that we learn from Aaron HaKoyin, the Koyin Gadol. Aaron HaKoyin, he, and just to point out some of the ridiculously incredible nature that Aaron HaKoyin showed in this week's Parsha. Nadav and Avihu met their tragic end. Tragic. As we just mentioned, the whole Klal Yisrael is waiting. And what does Nadav and Avihu do? They go and they bring an Esh Zara. They're killed. What's Aaron's response? What's the response of God's loss? Vayidoyim. Aaron, he's quiet. He accepts it. The ultimate, literally, the highest level of expression of emunah and bitachon, not an ounce. Almost like, well, this is almost like that. They said a story, whether, you know, you never know stories with Gedolim, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they said he was sitting there and learning, and they came into Rav Chaim. It was either Rav Chaim or Rav Yashiv. I think the story goes with both of them. And they told him, your someone was nifter. And both of those Gedolim had different family members throughout their lives that were nifter. And with almost no expression, he closed the Gemara. He reached, whether it was for a Maseches Moed Katan, whether it's for a Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Avelus, he opened it up and he continued. That was the Avoda for the moment. And of course, there was the Levaya and then there was everything else. The Vayidoyim Aaron, to accept the ultimate lesson. But what we're going to take out of this story is, like Rav Yerucham says, is that when something goes wrong, and this is on the tremendous level, this is on the smallest level, is look inward. And we'll conclude this first little vart with an idea that we saw this past week in the Beis Halevi. Those who are learning it together, those who aren't, I don't recommend it for myself. I recommend it because Rav David Sutton, if you don't want to listen to my shiurim, please get the art school Beis Halevi. No, I don't get it. If you want to actually have extras, I'll give it to you for free. And read slowly Rav David Sutton's incredible footnotes on the bottom. The Beis Halevi, he doesn't need my push. His words are incredible. But the footnotes, what he did is every single day so far, I think we've given 11 5-minute shiurim. Each day I finish the shiur and I'm blown away, not by the shiur, by the pure beauty. And I want to point out one idea that we said this week. He brought down from Rav Yitzchak of Volozhin that a dog, someone threw a rock at a dog. The dog got hit by the rock. What did the dog do next? It jumped on the rock. Everyone watching is laughing. You silly dog. What are you jumping on the rock for? What did the rock do to you? What, the rock did something to you? Go find the genius that threw the rock and go pounce on him. Says Rav Yitzchak of Volozhin, every single thing that happens to us, what do? Someone does something wrong to us. What do? We pounce on them. We're angry at them. We hold a grudge. We're sitting there. We're trying to get into the good favor of the boss because he's going to do this or this person or that person. We're as foolish as that dog. Realize, where does it come from? It comes straight from Hashem. Every action that happens, trace to its source. Aaron HaKoyin, when something went wrong to him, what did he do? His first instinctive reaction was, it was me. Reminiscent of Yaina on the boat. Yaina realizing that it was he that was causing all the issues. You could throw everyone overseas, But what's the reason the boat's going to capsize? It was because he was running away from the Devar Hashem. On a smaller level, hopefully no one is running from the Devar Hashem. But when things happen, and things happen all day and every day, the lesson of Aaron HaKohen, the lesson of Parsha Shemini, is to take that lesson. Don't talk to anyone else but what they need to do. Look inward and to figure out something. And what? What's the something? Something. There's always something. None of us are on Aaron HaKohen's level that it's difficult. We always could find something, b'siyata dishmaya.